What is up, you sexy bastards? It is your boy, the Bee's Knees, aka Rabbi Can't Lose, aka Noah Kagan. I'm going to be sharing how working for free can make you six figures. Now, that sounds really preposterous, you might say, but no, it is true. I have done it, and tons of other people have done it. Whether you're applying for a job, starting a business, or you're trying to grow a business with sales. Now, this is going to be a really interesting technique, and I'm going to share my story at mint.com and stories of other people of how you go a little bit beyond what people expect can get you paid super fat. Here's three gigantic things you're going to take away. Number one, what messages to send and not to send to get people to respond to you. Number two, how do you find out what is actually valuable to another person? And number three, how do you make yourself indispensable? And what is the 1% more you can do so that you can get paid six figures and more? You're going to enjoy those three things plus a bunch more ear nuggets along the way. I got to give a quick shout out to a brand new tool that we just launched over at AppSumo. It is $9 for life. It is BreezeDoc. That's BreezeDoc.com. Now, if you've been using DocuSign, HelloSign, or any of these things with a subscription, that's disgusting. Subscriptions suck. And with BreezeDoc, it's a breeze. You never have a subscription again. And now you can send all these big-ass clients to pay you using BreezeDoc.com. Also, a special pre-show shout-out to listener JasonD2951. Sounds like a robot. Noah is fun and smart. I love this podcast. Noah does a great job interviewing people, and then other times he shares what he does in his own business. It's very helpful. Thank you, Jason, and every other one of you gorgeous listeners. Now, if you've got 5 to 10 seconds right now, go on Spotify, go on iTunes, and just leave a review. I check every single one of them, and I'd love to shout you out in a future episode. Let me just share a few different stories, and I think the stories, and we'll break down some of the elements, will really help you in your own journey. So when I saw mint.com, I got introduced to it through a friend named Dave McClure, and it was called My Mint at the time. And Aaron, in a room by himself for 6 months, didn't have any friends, didn't have a network, showed me this product. And I was like, Aaron, this is the best product I've ever seen in my life. And he said, cool. And I said, oh, I see you're hiring for a director of marketing. Could I do it? And he's like, well, you don't know anything about marketing. I can't give you the job. I was like, that is correct. I said, Aaron, here's what we're going to do instead. I'm going to spend this whole week coming up with a marketing plan. Give me a goal. He's like, I want 100,000 users when we launch, within 6 months of launch. I said, all right, let me spend all week coming up with a plan, and I'm going to present this plan to you. And if you like this plan, you can pay me to execute it for 3 months. And then after I do that, you can give me a six-figure salary, my first six-figure salary ever. This is when I was around 25, 26. So I spent the next literally probably 60 to 80 hours alone working on something for free for Aaron. Now, I was researching online. I was reading Seth Godin's books. This is 2007. There wasn't a lot of stuff necessarily out there. And I put together what became the Mint marketing plan. And this plan is what helped Mint eventually sell for almost $300 million. I didn't get any of it. But that's not the point of this story. Point of the story was that I spent the week working on it. I went back to Aaron. I showed him the plan. His mind was blown. He hired me. We executed the plan and it crushed. So this is how you can copy it, whether you want to get a job, but also if you want to get clients. I see a lot of people that are freelancers, agencies, or even selling a lot of different products. The idea here is instead of going to someone, literally, let me just pull this up on my Instagram. I get these, since Million Dollar Weekend's been out, I get these probably about 50 a day. It's like, hey man, I see that you're trying to grow on YouTube. Do you want help with editing? And it's just like, I really love you guys. I hope I'm just going to start sending them this episode from now on and make it a lot easier for them. So what these messages, let me just read one of them off. Hold on. Hey, Noah, I'm going to be really quick. And then they send a long message. I've been watching your videos for some months until now and blah, 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 blah. What can I do to work with you? So it's nothing that this person's doing anything wrong, but what you have to do and flip the script is how do you make it based on what you can perceive as important for the other person? Send them something so insanely valuable that they are forced to reply to you. Again, I love this line. Don't offer to do the work. Just do the work. So I'll give a few other examples during the story, but thinking about this for yourself and how to get your own six or seven figure paydays, it's how to do something for free so that people want to pay you seven figures. Now, let me share the next story from Jay Yang about how he did it. And I want to share as well from Mitchell. I'm going to share from Jeremy, just so you guys have so many interesting stories of approaches in a lot of different aspects. So I did it with the job at mint.com. I also have done this with customers. So you can do this when you want to get customers and so forth. So Jay Yang is in school in Chicago, I think is where it is. And so he's hanging out with Kanye West. They're having a great time. And Jay Yang contacts Jeremy, who was the former creative director of our YouTube channel, says, hey, Noah Kagan sucks on his social media and his email, which was true because I really wasn't doing much of it at the time because I was really focused on YouTube and the Million Dollar Weekend book launch. So Jay Yang sends me a 19-page presentation. And by the way, no one asked him for this, but what you need to be thinking about is what are you seeing externally that is maybe important to the person? And you can see what's important externally because of what they're doing. Are they posting on Facebook a lot? Maybe not, then don't help them there. Are they trying to sell a new course? Are they tweeting about something specifically? Are they trying to get new customers? If you are trying to get a sales job, the easiest way to get that sales job is bring that company a customer. Email them and say, hey, I got you a customer. Who should I connect them with? You don't think you're going to get a response? 100% you're going to get a response. So Jay knows I do social media. Jay knows I have the book. And so he can say, hey, I can see you're doing this stuff, but you're not doing it well. So think about that for the person you're working with. I'm going to walk through for some of the people on Podcast World what Jay's presentation included. It literally was a 19-page presentation breaking down all of the aspects of my site. So it said Noah's landing page on noahkagan.com. It said it showed a before and after of the images. It's funny, I literally just paused the show to go and send Jay, hey, you sent me some good ideas. I don't think we've done them yet. Maybe you should go try those out. And so it was literally saying, oh, let's do more social proof. Let's change the wording on your landing page. And then he showed me how we can change some of the email design. Then he showed me, hey, I did an analysis of your growth channels, but it doesn't seem like you're actually using any of your growth channels or social channels to grow your email list. And it showed, hey, you're growing a lot on YouTube, but all these other channels are neglected. Maybe we can grow some of those. Then he compared me to Cody Sanchez. He said, your Twitter is lower, your Instagram is lower, your LinkedIn is lower, your newsletter is lower. Maybe if we start copying some of these strategies that, you know, I can do for you, you'll be more competitive. Doesn't mean I have to. Doesn't mean we have to worry about how other people are doing. But I thought it was a really good presentation that every time when someone's done this, I almost always hire them and I never regret it. The other thing I always ask when people have gone out of their way to do this, I always ask, how much time did you put in? And I kid you not, it's always around 20 to 40 hours of work. And you can do it for less. I promise you can do it in 5 hours. But again, if you want a client, if you want a customer, if you want a job, you do some of these things, I promise you, if it doesn't get a response, you at least get some learning and expertise in a skill. So the next slide Jay said was, he showed my Instagram page versus Cody, and he said, oh, here's some ways that you can change your page to get more engagement, which will then get you more email list. He then talked about how we can do video podcasts like this, which turn into Twitter threads, which turn into Instagram, which turn into email, which is now actually how we're doing a lot of the Noah Kagan content. He also talked about how we can change the CTAs on YouTube, talked about how the CTAs on Twitter are not very good and we need to redo them. And then he actually said, hey, we should do some feedback surveys to the Noah Kagan audience. Then he talked about having higher quality lead magnets across all of our channels, a referral program, which I was not as excited about, newsletter swaps, which are definitely very popular nowadays, but I think the quality of the content is debatable. An indoctrination sequence, I don't like that word, but indoctrination sequence is more the autoresponder series. So day one, when someone joins Noah email, day two, day three, day four, and day five, which we've since updated based on popularity and what our objectives are, which is to get people to buy Million Dollar Weekend, leave a review, like me, and really take action for themselves and their own business journey. Jay convinces me and tries to say, hey, you really need to grow your email list and stop being a lazy bum. Slide 16 is Jay saying he's an entrepreneur. He's got his own newsletter. He's worked for another company. And, you know, he showed me my trajectory of my newsletter growth if someone like him was able to help me go and do it. And slide 18 was he actually even created some content for me to go use. So he created 3 Twitter threads, 3 Instagram carousels, 3 LinkedIn carousels. Dude, this is bomb. Like, I got to hire this guy. And so just to give you the backstory, I did hire him because after about a month, I was busy with the book launch. But after a month, I said, all right, Jay, you can come try this out for the next 30 days. A lot of times when I hire people, I like a clear, hey, in 30 days, here's how we have alignment on expectations for success. And we didn't really exactly do that, but it was like, all right, 30 days, go work on Instagram. I try to generally give people something a lower risk area. And after 30 days, all right, I paid him $500. And then I gave him another 90 days of work. And it was, I think, around $1,000 a month. And after 90 days of work, I was like, Jay, this is insane. You're doing so amazing. What would it take for you to go full time? And he had so much of his own side hustle work that to get him to go full time, I had to give him $150,000 over the next 12 months. Now, I think most of you would, if you don't have jobs or if you have jobs or if you want more money or if you want to grow your business, copy the Jay Ying approach, copy the Noah Kagan approach, copy Jeremy Marie and Mitchell Cohen approach, which I'll share their stories in a little bit. But think about how most, literally, I was reading another message. Hey, Noah, I'd like to work with you. Hey, Noah, your editing sucks. Hey, Noah, your social media sucks. Like, you don't have to go this far. But this is how you get a 6, 7, and 8-figure paydays and make it easy to convince customers, easy to convince hiring managers, easy to convince partners. And it's the same thing we do at AppSumo.com. When we contact people, we actually are like, here's how much money we're going to help make for you. You don't think most people are going to respond to that? And there's more nuances in there, but that makes it a lot easier. It's the same thing I did at Gambit. It was a payments company for Facebook games. I literally just saw an old example of a screenshot. What I used to send people is I would have like a one pager explaining our services and how much money they were going to make them. And I'd also mock up how our service would look in their game and tell them, hey, if you're making $100,000, we're going to make you $125,000. And here's how it would look. It made it very easy for them to understand, one, the results they're going to get, and two, see that I'm willing to put in the work to earn their business. People like seeing people that put in the investment because they know that they'll continue to do that if they hire them. So these are some of the examples. I wonder how you can think about for yourself today in your job. Doesn't mean you have to go in your day job. What can you do to show your boss, if you want a salary, hey, here's everything I've done and why it makes sense for you to hire me for a little bit more money. If you want a customer, could you not send them something that you would actually do it and do it for free? Say, hey, if you've liked this, maybe you want to hire me and pay me for more work. That is exactly what Jay did. It's exactly what I did with Mint.com. And it's exactly what you can do in your own businesses. Now I'm going to give you a few other examples so that this point is really hits home. So Jeremy Marie, I got a cold DM for this guy. So Jeremy hits me up, this is about 5 years ago, and he sends me examples of Instagram things I could just post right away. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He did the work. He said, why don't you just let me do it for free for 2 more weeks? And if you like it, you can start paying me. Fast forward, Jeremy started making a good 6-figure salaries as eventually my YouTube producer and really helped grow the channel to over 1 million subscribers. And now he's running his own YouTube agency, helping other people do titles and thumbnails. You can also check him out, his podcast, which is Backstage Careers. So do 1% more to stand out. I'm saying literally 1%. You don't have to do even that much more. So make an IG reel, make a pitch deck, publicly review someone else. One of my all-time favorite hacks, frankly, to get people to promote me or frankly for me to promote others, and I'll just tell you right now, if you have read Million Dollar Weekend and you've had any success with it, let me know at Noah Kagan on Twitter or send me an email, noah@milliondollarweekend.com. I want to promote you. I want to help you grow your business. There's a guy recently who I'm going to feature, David Whitlock. He emailed me and said, I love your book. Here's exactly what I did. And now I made $7,200 selling vintage prices of Porsches with a 1,600 person mailing list. So because I want him to look good, that makes me look good, which makes Million Dollar Weekend look good, I'm now doing a podcast and an email with him. So if you are a customer of someone, maybe it's in clothing, maybe it's a course, maybe it's a YouTuber, maybe it's someone, do a review or send them the success that you've had from working with them or from purchasing their product. And I think you'll be surprised how excited they are to potentially share you with their audiences. The coolest thing about this approach is that you don't have to have any experience. You don't have to even have any money. All you have to do is put in some effort to do the work for this other person, send it to them. And if you do this enough times, I promise you, you will be getting 6 or 7 figures. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to do free work if I don't know I'm going to get paid. Well, just have fun staying small rich. That's my new phrase for poor. I think it's more optimistic. Yeah, but think of it instead of I'm not going to do free work, I'm going to do work where I learn. And that is going to keep you growing and growing and growing and growing. The best case upside, you get a job and pay a lot. The worst case, you learn and build a portfolio. And you could say, hey, I made this thing for Noah Kagan. He didn't use it, but this is what I made for him. The one last story I do want to share. So the original Mint marketing plan for some of you guys that are curious out there, and you can get a full, really sexy, nice one on AppSumo.com. Wow. It was a 5-page, 1,600-word plan. Talks about how going to get 80,000 users as public launch, plus get a write-up in a major publication, objectives, target users, blogs to target, mom blogs to target, forums to target, press releases, timeline, registration, homepage, action marketing plans, alpha, beta, and public launch strategy, 30 days post-public launch strategy. Wow. I'm actually pretty impressed. I used to be really good. What happened to me? Anyways, this was all stuff I did totally for free. A lot of it was still what I use to this day with AppSumo, with Million Dollar Weekend, and with the YouTube channel. Now, the last person I do want to shout out is just to kind of keep giving you more and more examples of how to do, it's not even free work. I really think it's pre-work to get paid work. So removing the free thing, because you're going to be learning either way, is Mitchell Cohen. So Mitchell contacts me because he saw that I think Mitchell saw that I was doing a charity bike ride called Sumo Ride. And he contacts me and he says, hey, no, I see you're doing this bike ride. Can I volunteer for it? And I was like, sure. That'd be awesome. I didn't know anyone would actually volunteer. So he comes and volunteers at it, and he did a really good job. He went above and beyond. And I was like, hey, do you want to do another one? He's like, sure. So he helps me with the second one. Again, kind of doing the pre-work and seeing what I need help with and then offering it ahead of time. I think that's the key thing, is that if you email someone, the literally two worst things you can ever ask someone for is, number one, can I pick your brain? That is just one. No one wants their brain picked. I only pick my boogers, but no one wants their brain picked. It's just not something, especially if you're busy, you want to be asked. And two, hey, can I help you with anything? Because now it's putting the onus on the other person to figure out what they need help with. And I've definitely made this mistake over many, many years. So it's not that you shouldn't be doing it, but as I teach a $1 million weekend, you got to get better at your asks. And this is improving your ask muscle so you almost never get rejected. And if you get rejected, you get a rejection goal. You're getting so much benefit out of this rejection. You should try to get a ton of these ones. So over time, Mitchell kept offering to help with the charity ride. And long story short, now Mitchell makes over six figures and he runs content and helps with influencers over at AppSumo.com. And that's all because he just said, hey, yeah, I think I could help this person. I don't think he had a super ulterior motive to finally work with me, because maybe he regrets it. I'm just kidding, Mitchell. You know I love you. But it led him on this path. So in your own life, how do you not offer to do free work? You just do it. Secondly, you can stand out with just 1% more work. It doesn't have to be even something paid. It could be something so light, like a lot of the examples that I've been giving you today: blogging, video, reviews, slide deck. And don't make it a big thing for the other person. Like, hey, can you watch this 20-minute video for me to see if you want, you know, learn about you? No. Hey, I saw that you're making YouTube videos. I made you a 60-second video. I think you might like it. If you want to use it, feel free. I promise you, you're going to get a response. Number three, don't let your inexperience stop you. This is a way to get experience. The way you go from inexperience to experience is this: you do things to get your experience. And the best thing about this experience is going to build your confidence. It's not free work, it's pre-work. And lastly, your persistence is going to beat resistance. Some of these people may not respond. Some of these people respond and say thanks. And eventually, you do this enough times, either A, people are going to start coming to you because you can share that you're doing this stuff publicly, and B, you actually will start getting paid clients, customers, business partners, all these things by just doing the thing over and over and over. So this is exciting. I love how people are thinking, man, I love to stand out. This is how to stand out. I don't think the whole point about this is how to get a job. I think this is how to stand out, whether you want to get a partner, whether you want to get a customer, or whether you want to get a job. It's how do you do the pre-work so that you can get the paid work. Also, oh my God, another example, Cam, the video editor, makes six figures working with me. He didn't just say, hey, no, I want to edit your videos. He made a video that was really good that made me engage and put a trial video with him, so that now he made six figures and now he's going off to do consulting and having a dream life over in Dubai. Shout out to my Dubai people. So this is an awesome approach, especially if you're just getting started in a career, or if you're in a career and you want to have a shift. Use this in all different aspects. Like, hey, you want to be a content creator or work with a content creator? Make content for them, send it to them, and you will have a lot of success with that. Damn, this is a good one, man. I'm excited for all you guys out there. If you have things for me, let me know. Let your boy know. Have fun. Love you. Spooches. That is a wrap. I hope you loved the episode as much as we did making it for you. Before you go, check out 5taco.com. It is going to become the number one online software directory. So if you're thinking, I need a marketing tool, 5taco.com. If you're thinking, QuickBooks alternative, what should I get? 5taco.com. We just launched it over at AppSumo. It's totally free. If you have a software tool, list it. If you're looking for tools, go check it out, 5taco.com. Before you go, slide in my DMs at Noah Kagan. I love hearing from you. Finally, a couple shout outs to the amazing team who make all this happen. Jason at podcasttech.com. Thank you. Thank you to Jeremy so much. Cam, Sylvie, Jay, Diego, and Memo from the Dork team for all the magic y'all do. Have a perfect day. What's your favorite animal?